We all face battles in life, some visible, others hidden deep within our hearts and minds. These battles can leave us feeling trapped, powerless, and far from the abundant life God promises. But I bring you good news. Through the power of Christ, we can break free from every chain that binds us. Today, I will guide you through a journey of liberation, showing you how to identify strongholds, confront them with God's truth, and step into the freedom that is rightfully yours. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. Let us begin with the words of our Lord in John 8, verse 36. If the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. My dear friends, true freedom is not just the absence of external constraints. It's an inner state of being, where your mind, heart, and spirit align with God's purpose for your life. It's a place where fear loses its grip, where past hurts no longer dictate your future, and where you can stand tall in the face of life's challenges. This freedom is your birthright as a child of God. Yet, for many of us, this freedom feels out of reach. We find ourselves trapped in cycles of negative thinking, harmful behaviors, or circumstances that seem beyond our control. These are what we call strongholds, fortified places in our minds and hearts where the enemy has gained a foothold. But here's the truth. No stronghold is too strong for our God. No chain is too heavy for him to break. No situation is too dire for his transforming power. Today, we will learn how to partner with God to tear down these strongholds and reclaim the life that he intended for us. Are you ready to break free? Are you prepared to step into the fullness of God's purpose for your life? Then let's begin this journey together, trusting in the promise of 2 Corinthians 3, verse 17. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. My friends, the first step in breaking free is identifying what holds us captive, recognizing your strongholds. Strongholds often disguise themselves as normal parts of our lives, making them hard to spot. They can be negative thought patterns, destructive habits, or even seemingly harmless routines that keep us from God's best. These strongholds might manifest as fear, addiction, unforgiveness, or a constant need for control. They could be rooted in past traumas, false beliefs about ourselves, or worldly influences that contradict God's truth. Whatever form they take, strongholds share one common trait. They limit our freedom in Christ. They keep us bound to old ways of thinking and behaving, preventing us from fully embracing the new life God offers. Romans 12, verse 2 reminds us, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." This verse highlights the battleground where strongholds often take root, our minds. Our thoughts shape our beliefs, which in turn influence our actions. When negative patterns of thinking go unchallenged, they can become deeply ingrained, affecting every aspect of our lives. Perhaps you've struggled with feelings of worthlessness, constantly criticizing yourself for not measuring up. Or maybe you've lived in constant anxiety, always anticipating the worst possible outcome in every situation. These thought patterns, when left unchecked, can become strongholds that dictate how we live and relate to others. But recognizing these strongholds is just the beginning. We must also understand their origin and the lies they perpetuate. Many strongholds are built on deceptions, like deceptions about ourselves, about God, or about the world around us. The enemy, whom Jesus called the father of lies, seeks to keep us trapped in these false beliefs.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
John 8, verse 44 reveals this truth. You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. Understanding this helps us approach our strongholds, not as overwhelming fortresses, but as structures built on shaky foundations of lies. Once we identify these lies, we can begin to counter them with God's truth. This process requires honesty with ourselves and with God. It may be uncomfortable to confront the areas where we've allowed strongholds to form. We might feel shame, fear, or resistance. But remember, God's love for you is unconditional. He already knows every struggle, every weakness, every hidden corner of your heart. And still, he loves you with an everlasting love. Jeremiah 31, verse 3 assures us, "The Lord has appeared of old to me, saying, Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you." As you begin to recognize your strongholds, invite God into the process. Ask him to shine his light on the areas of your life that need his touch. Pray for discernment to distinguish between his voice and the lies of the enemy. Remember, this journey of recognition is not about condemnation, but liberation. God's desire is not to shame you, but to set you free. He wants to replace your strongholds with his strength, your fear with his peace, your doubt with his assurance. My friends, I encourage you to take some time for self-reflection. What areas of your life feel stuck or out of alignment with God's will? Where do you find yourself repeatedly struggling? These might be clues pointing to strongholds that need addressing. As you identify these areas, hold them up to the light of God's word. Let his truth begin to challenge the lies that you've believed. Remember, recognizing your strongholds is the first step towards reclaiming your life. It's an act of courage and faith, demonstrating your trust in God's power to transform you. My dear friends, now that we've identified our strongholds, it's time to confront them head on. Let us consider confronting our strongholds with God's truth. This is where the real battle begins, but take heart. We do not fight alone. God himself stands with us, equipping us with powerful weapons for this spiritual warfare. The Apostle Paul, well acquainted with spiritual battles, gives us a powerful reminder in 2 Corinthians 10, verses 4 to 5. "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ." Our primary weapon in this fight is the truth of God's word. Just as Jesus used Scripture to counter the devil's temptations in the wilderness, we too must wield the sword of the Spirit to cut through the lies that form our strongholds. Each stronghold is built on a foundation of lies. To demolish it, we must replace these lies with God's truth. This process requires intentionality and persistence. It's not enough to simply recognize the lie. We must actively replace it with truth. For example, if you've been battling a stronghold of unworthiness, you might have believed the lie that your value is based on your performance or others' opinions of you. To counter this, meditate on truths like Ephesians 2, verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Remind yourself daily that your worth comes from being God's beloved creation, not from your accomplishments or others' approval. If fear has been your stronghold, constantly whispering worst-case scenarios and paralyzing you from moving forward, combat it with the truth of God's presence and protection. Isaiah 41, verse 10 offers powerful ammunition. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Memorize this verse. Speak it out loud when fear creeps in. Let God's promise of his presence and strength sink deep into your heart. Confronting strongholds also involves taking practical steps of obedience. If you've identified a stronghold of unforgiveness, for instance, you must choose to forgive, even when your emotions resist. This doesn't mean denying the hurt or excusing the wrong done to you. It means releasing the offender to God's justice and freeing yourself from the prison of bitterness. Jesus' words in Mark 11, verse 25, guide us here. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. As you confront your strongholds, expect resistance. The enemy won't give up territory easily. You might face increased temptation, discouragement, or doubt. This is where perseverance becomes crucial. James 1, verses 2 to 4 encourages us. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Each time you choose truth over lies, obedience over sin, faith over fear, you're chipping away at the stronghold's foundation. It may not crumble overnight, but with consistent effort and reliance on God's strength, it will fall. Remember, this battle is not just about tearing down, it's also about building up. As you demolish strongholds, you're making room for God to establish new patterns of thinking and behaving. You're creating space for the fruit of the Spirit to grow in your life. Galatians 5, verses 22 to 23 reminds us, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no law. Imagine your life characterized by these qualities instead of fear, anger, or insecurity. This is the freedom God wants for you. Also, surround yourself with fellow believers who can pray with you, encourage you, and hold you accountable. Ecclesiastes 4, verses 9 to 10 wisely states, two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up. As you confront your strongholds, also remember the power of praise and thanksgiving. Even in the midst of the battle, choose to focus on God's goodness and faithfulness. Praise shifts our focus from our problems to our all-powerful God. It reminds us of who He is and what He's capable of doing in our lives. Psalm 34, verse 1 reminds us, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Let praise be your battle cry as you confront the strongholds in your life. My friends, confronting strongholds is not easy, but it is necessary for reclaiming the life that God intends for you. Stand firm in God's truth. Persist in obedience. Lean on your community and keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. He has already won the ultimate victory. Now it's time to walk in that victory in every area of your life. My friends, we now stand at the threshold of a new chapter in our lives, stepping into freedom and maintaining our victory. It's time to step fully into the freedom Christ has won for us and learn how to maintain this hard-fought victory. The Apostle Paul declares in Galatians 5, verse 1, Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. This verse captures our journey. Christ has secured our freedom, but we must actively choose to walk in it daily. Stepping into freedom begins with a mindset shift. You are no longer a slave to your past, fears, or shortcomings. You are a child of God, redeemed and empowered by His Holy Spirit. Romans 8, verse 15 affirms this new identity. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. Embrace this truth wholeheartedly. Let it shape how you see yourself and approach each day. As you step into freedom, be prepared for a process of renewal. Your mind needs to be consistently realigned with God's truth. Paul urges us in Romans 12, verse 2, And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. This renewal is a daily practice of replacing destructive thoughts with God's promises and truths. Maintaining your victory requires vigilance. The enemy still seeks to regain lost ground. 1 Peter 5, verse 8 warns us, Be sober. Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Stay alert to the enemy's tactics. Be aware of situations, relationships, or habits that might lead you back into old patterns. Developing new godly habits is crucial. Regular prayer and Bible study are non-negotiable. My friends, expect to face trials and temptations. These are opportunities for growth and deepening your dependence on God. James 1 verses 2 to 4 offers this perspective. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Each trial overcome strengthens your spiritual muscles and reinforces your victory. Remember, you're not fighting for victory, but from a point of victory. Forgiveness is essential for maintaining your freedom. unforgiveness can quickly become a new stronghold. Colossians 3 verse 13 instructs us, bearing with one another and forgiving one another, if anyone has a complaint against another. Even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. Practice forgiveness regularly as a choice aligned with God's will. Be prepared for God to use your story to help others. Your journey can offer hope and guidance to those still trapped. 2 Corinthians 1 verses 3 to 4 reminds us, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. Don't be afraid to share your struggles and victories. Cultivate a heart of gratitude. Regularly thank God for His faithfulness, strength, and the freedom that He's given you. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18 tells us, In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Let thanksgiving become your default response, even in difficult circumstances. Remember that your journey of freedom is ongoing. There may be times when you stumble or old thought patterns resurface. Don't let these moments discourage you. View them as opportunities to deepen your reliance on God's grace. Philippians 1 verse 6 offers this assurance, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. God is faithful to complete the work that he started in you. Your role is to cooperate with his Holy Spirit, staying teachable and responsive to his leading. My dear friends, remember that you are not alone. God is with you every step of the way, and his power is more than sufficient to keep you standing firm in freedom. Walk confidently in this truth, knowing that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me, or listen to this prayer in faith, so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, I come before you, the Almighty and Sovereign God. You are the great I Am, the one who was and is to come. You are the Lord of hosts, mighty in battle, strong and unshakable. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords, clothed in majesty and power. Your voice shakes the heavens and the earth, and your word never returns to you void. You are my rock, my fortress, my deliverer. There is none like you, O Lord. You are exalted above the heavens, and your glory fills the earth. You are my refuge and my strength, a very present help in times of trouble. I lift up your name, for you are my Redeemer, my Savior, and my friend. You are the God who breaks every chain, who sets the captives free, and who delivers me from all my fears. I praise you, Lord, for your faithfulness, your mercy, and your unfailing love. You are my God, and I worship you with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and grace. Thank you for the gift of salvation, for redeeming me with the precious blood of Jesus. Thank you for every blessing, seen and unseen, that you have poured into my life. I am grateful for your protection, your provision, and your guidance every day. Merciful Lord, I ask for your forgiveness for every sin that I have committed, knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive me for every time I have turned away from you, for every thought, word, and deed that has not honored you. I choose to forgive those who have wronged me, just as you have forgiven me. Cleanse my heart, Lord, and renew a right spirit within me. Help me to walk in your truth and to live in a way that pleases you. Father, I stand in your presence, seeking your power to overcome every stronghold in my life. I declare in the name of Jesus that every chain that binds me is broken right now. I rebuke every spirit of fear, doubt, and discouragement in the mighty name of Jesus. I bind every spirit of addiction, oppression, and bondage that has taken hold of my life. I declare freedom over my mind, my heart, and my soul. Almighty God, I ask that you tear down every stronghold that has been built up against me. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every lie of the enemy and declare that the truth of God will prevail. I declare that I am more than a conqueror through Christ who strengthens me. I am free because whom the Son sets free is free indeed. In the name of Jesus, I command every demonic force that has been assigned to my life to flee. I declare that every generational curse, every word curse, and every negative declaration that has been spoken over me is broken in the name of Jesus. I declare that I am a child of God, bought with the blood of Jesus, and no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Father, I pray for your blessings to overflow in my life. Bless me with strength to stand firm in my faith and to resist every attack of the enemy. Bless me with wisdom to discern your will and to walk in obedience to your word. I pray for healing in every area of my life, physical, emotional, and spiritual. I speak life and health over my body, and I rebuke every sickness and disease in the name of Jesus. I declare healing over my mind and emotions, and I bind every spirit of depression, anxiety, and despair. I pray for your protection over my life and over my loved ones. Cover us with the blood of Jesus and surround us with your angels. Keep us safe from every harm, danger, and attack of the enemy. Let your peace, which surpasses all understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, praying for one another and lifting up each other's burdens. We declare freedom, healing, and victory over every area of our lives. We pray for your Holy Spirit to fill us afresh, to guide us, and to empower us to live in your truth. We claim your promises, Lord, that you are with us, that you will never leave us nor forsake us. We stand firm in the authority that you have given us in the name of Jesus. We declare that we are victorious, that we are overcomers, and that we will walk in the fullness of your blessings. We ask for your protection over our families, our homes, and our communities. Let your glory be revealed in us and through us as we live for you each day. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.